Midnight, daylight, it's all your light. By Lazuli Song, read by Isleden. Jingqiu had thought he knew what he was getting into when he married Luo Binghe. How did it go? For better, for worse? He was willing to go through that with Binghe. What he hadn't known, even while he convinced himself he understood the responsibilities he was taking on, was just how much marriage was just compromising on shit that he had no idea was even an issue. Housework. Well, actually, Luo Binghe did that and told him, as nicely as possible, that the best way for him to help was to sit and look pretty and play the guqin for him. Cooking? Well, even if Luo Binghe didn't set him gently on a stool and suggest he be the taste tester, Shen Qingqiu knew his limits. Earning money? It was hard to say who had more, the peak lord or the demon king. And anyway, as far as Luo Binghe was concerned, Shen Qingqiu, using his own money, was as good as telling sect lord Yue to come and pick up Shen Qingqiu, because Luo Binghe couldn't afford to keep him. Anything else, pretty much. Shen Qingqiu said something, and Luo Binghe said, "Yes, of course, whatever Shizun says," before doing whatever he damn well pleased. It was weirder things than that. For instance, sleeping. Luo Binghe, if allowed, would exclusively sleep cuddled up in Shen Qingqiu's embrace. Shen Qingqiu had a suspicion that it's partly because it was impossible for Shen Qingqiu to leave the bed without waking him, and partly because some part of Luo Binghe will always be that skinny 14-year-old with nightmares, drinking up his Shizun's affection like a thirsty plant. It's not that Shen Qingqiu dislikes it. In his heart of hearts, he loves holding Binghe so much that it's all he can do not to spend hours every day with him in his arms, doting on him. It's just, Binghe has a lot of hair, and it always gets in his nose, and Binghe, without exactly being bulky, is built of solid working muscle. And Shen Qingqiu's arm always goes dead around 2 a.m. and then he has to try and get it to recover without Binghe waking up or making it worse. Binghe holding him? Hell no. For one thing, whoever suggested the protagonist's manly bosom was a comfortable place to sleep had never tried to sleep with their head squashed up against a surface that felt like a warm marble floor. Plus, Luo Binghe, no matter how carefully he holds Shen Qingqiu at first, always ends up crushing him like he's a teddy bear. His old master! Made into his teddy bear! Also, embarrassingly, if Binghe wakes up and sees Shen Qingqiu's sleeping face, he seems unable to avoid kissing him. And if Binghe kisses him awake, Shen Qingqiu can't help but make a certain kind of face. And then goodbye getting out of bed before noon, or not crawling around holding his waist all day. Luo Binghe as the little spoon? Dream on! Shen Qingqiu may be an immortal, but not even he's able to wake up every morning to the protagonist grinding his ass against him, making little, helplessly slutty sounds, and perform to the standard Luo Binghe deserves.
You could use your fingers on your disciple, says Luo Binghe,
ass rubbing against Shen Qingqiu's poor, exhausted dick. You could... let this disciple... Shameless! Snaps Shen Qingqiu, but follows up by biting Luo Bingha's neck, which, instead of discouraging him, only makes him come in a long, luxurious stretch. Then Shen Qingqiu really can't help but fuck him as Luo Bingha lies, momentarily spent, very spoiled and pleased with himself, making breathless little pleading sounds until Shen Qingqiu fills him up. Anyway, leaving that aside, that leaves two choices. Kicking Luo Bingha out of the bed so he can get a peaceful night's sleep, or Luo Bingha being the big spoon. Kicking Luo Bingha out of bed is obviously out of the question. Even if he could avoid Luo Bingha actually getting upset instead of just crying to get his way, Shen Qingqiu has given up on trying to sleep without his husband. It's somehow too cold and lonely, even if Luo Bingha is just in the next room, and it's all he can do not to crawl in where Luo Bingha is sleeping instead. So, obviously Luo Bingha, being the big spoon, is the best solution, even at the risk of Luo Bingha trying to argue his way into staying inside Shen Qingqiu after they, cultivate their feelings. Luo Bingha loves staying inside Shen Qingqiu even after his dick softens, cuddling up close behind him and placing little sucking kisses all over Shen Qingqiu's neck and shoulders. He croons embarrassing things every time, like, "Shiza, you're still so hot around your disciple." Or, "Shiza, let your disciple stay until he's sure he's given you a child." Until Shen Qingqiu slaps blindly at him, and Luo Bingha chuckles, half giddy and satisfied, half in some dark feeling Shen Qingqiu won't ask about. But it's still the best option. Shen Qingqiu's back is lovely and warm, there's no hair creeping up his nose and into his mouth, and even if Luo Bingha clutches him tightly, he never feels as suffocated as he does when his nose is pushed up tight against Luo Bingha's objectively beautiful chest. Luo Bingha never gets a dead arm. It's just... Shen Qingqiu blinks awake. It's not even before dawn, the dead, quietest part of the night. And Luo Bingha, that horrible brat, is fucking up against Shen Qingqiu in his sleep. Not in a comfortable way either, but like he's having some sort of disconnected sex dream. He stops every so often. Then, just when Shen Qingqiu thinks he's going to fall into a deeper sleep, he starts up again, his dick dragging up against Shen Qingqiu's back uncomfortably. Sometimes he whimpers like it hurts. It probably does, dragging up against Shen Qingqiu's back with nothing to ease the way. Honestly, Shen Qingqiu would have much rather that Luo Bingha snored. He's desperately sleepy and cross, and if he smacks Luo Bingha awake, he'll have to spend the entire day with Luo Bingha slinking around like he'd murdered him in his sleep. They have a busy day, and Shen Qingqiu simply doesn't have the time to deal with him. He's only a quarter awake, which is going to be his excuse if Luo Bingha ever dares to ask him about it. And it makes perfect sense to his tired brain to fumble around under his pillow until he pulls out the jar Muo Shidi had given him, saying, If you come in with that type of injury, don't expect any sympathy. And blindly twists it open. He scoops out a generous amount of slick and reaches between his thighs and slicks them thoroughly, all the way up to the top, all the way back. Then he wiggles around until Lua Bingha's hot dick slides between them. Lua Bingha gives an involuntary thrust, and Shen Ching Cho sucks in a breath. He didn't think it would feel this good. But it does, especially after Lua Bingha settles again and begins slowly grinding his dick against him, sliding back and forth against his skin, dragging against his hole and bumping up against his balls and sliding against Shen Qingqiu's dick. Shen Qingqiu stretches out, pleased with his own intelligence. Lua Bingha mumbles something in his sleep and puts his mouth, heavy and unfocused, on Shen Qingqiu's neck, scraping his teeth against his skin. Shen Qingqiu rewards him by tightening his thighs around him, and Lua Bingha sighs out a moan. He settles into a long, slow rhythm. Not really reaching for anything, Shen Qingqiu thinks, but just dreaming of feeling good, of being close together. He's surrounded by Lua Bingha, breathing in his scent, feeling his skin against his own, like maybe if they stay like this long enough, they'll become one person. Shen Qingqiu pulls one of Bingha's hands to his chest, holding it tight with his own hand, and drops back into sleep. The end.